You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. In the long campaign to be President of the United States, the party conventions are a critical moment. Well, it's day two of the Republicans in Cleveland, Ohio, and Jim Nocte is there.
It's not often that you get to talk to someone who learned the dark political arts in the Nixon White House, but Roger Stone did, as he happily admits. During the presidential primaries this year, Senator Ted Cruz said that Stone was someone with half a century of dirty tricks under his belt. Maybe. But he was on the winning side. He's now chief political advisor to Donald Trump, at the heart of his campaign for the presidency. When we sat down in Cleveland, and he'd smoothed down a wonderfully old-fashioned white suit, I asked him to describe this man who fascinates everyone, but whom so few know.
Like Lyndon Johnson, he loves the telephone. And he has a wide circle of friends who you might call advisors, people whose views he respects. And he will often call you and say, the conversation always begins the same. He says, "What's up?" That's how it starts. "Donald, Raj, it's Donald. What's up?" That's how it starts. And then he'll ask you your views, and he listens. He may ask a few thoughtful questions. Now, that does not necessarily mean that he will reflect your views or agree with your views, but he takes it all in. At the end of the day, though, I actually think his greatest single quality in this race, the thing that's made him stand out, is the fact that he's entirely unprogrammed. He's unscripted. He is uncoached. So it's not phony. In other words, you watch Hillary Clinton and you can see every word has come from a poll or a focus group. It's all been roundtabled and it's been committed, and it comes across as stale. It comes across as insincere. With Trump, what you see is what you get. Now, I would concede that he's now in a slightly bigger arena, and perhaps he has to temper that. And he himself would say, "Look, I've never been in politics before. I really didn't know how this was going to work." So I think he's improving dramatically.
There's something about Donald Trump's tone which people don't like. You know, we can all go through the insults to women, the reference to Mexicans coming across the border as rapists and murderers, the mocking of a disabled reporter, all the famous gaffes or insults. But a lot of people talk about the tone of his remarks and the way he plays politics as being almost embarrassing. You have confessed yourself as a master of the dark arts going back to the Nixon years. You were in the thick of all that. Hasn't all that stuff, which you've seen from the inside, damaged the whole nature of the American political process?
Politics isn't beanbag. They had flyers telling people that Abraham Lincoln had fathered a mulatto child. Politics in America is a contact sport. In America is a contact sport. And I frankly think that Trump's style has not hurt him a bit. Now, you could take those one by one. His statement that many of the immigrants that were coming here from Mexicans are criminals was one of the things that fueled his nomination. I think many, many Americans agree with that. So I reject the idea that those are all necessarily gaffes. The other point I would make is that this race is going to continue to be roiled by events that no one can control. Paris, San Bernardino, Orlando, Nice. And I think that is going to affect the race in a way that no one can predict. Trump's tough, over-the-top rhetoric may be exactly what the American people want after these horrific terrorist attacks.
Do you accept that this is bound to be just about the dirtiest campaign we've ever seen?
Oh, there's no question whatsoever, because in the 1980s, when the Clintons were in their heyday, we only had three television networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC. And if you could spin them, or better yet, pressure them into not covering a story, then the story didn't happen. The Clintons seem to think that their misdeeds can be suppressed again by pressuring those same networks. Well, if they don't cover it, somebody else will.
Isn't Trump his own worst enemy?
Well, he can be. But I think he's improved so dramatically as a candidate in this race that because he's learning it. When you asked him back before the first debates, "How are you going to do in these debates?" he had a very interesting answer. He said, "You know, I have no idea. I've never been in a debate. I don't You know, well, and they said, well, are you going to go practice? Are you going to have some stand-in playing John Kasich? And that, we never did any of that. That's just not Trump's style. The way he would prepare was almost Nixonian. He would go into his office by himself and close the door. And he would read and make notes.
Will that be enough against Hillary Clinton, who in a debate will be one very, very tough opponent?
You know, Trump's a brawler, and she's not a brawler. In fact, I don't think she can take a punch because she's never had one. She's never been asked about, point blank, about so many of her vulnerabilities. You know, had we had a race, let's say, between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, the gloves would have been on. In this race, the gloves will be off, and you never know where Trump will go. I think she's got a glass jaw. I don't think she can take the kind of punches that he's going to deliver. And I think he has to do that in a surgical way that comes across not as mean-spirited, but vastly educational.
What are the chances that he'll win?
Right now, I think this is a jump ball. I think this is a 50-50 race. The American people are fed up, and they're ready for something radically different.
Roger Stone, thank you very much.
You can listen to more free content from the Today program by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.